This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's been a hot minute, but Discovery with a K is back with a new...
We're alive!
Yes. Honestly, it's been a few months, but life was... Lifing, as people say, we were very busy.
For sure.
Yes. But we are back with a new episode with our monthly favorites. And yeah, so K-pop was at the beginning of the year... It was quite a slow, if we think about it. There weren't that many releases, but starting from last month, we're filming this, actually 1st of May, it just started to, you know, move fast.
Very
fast.
It picked up some speed again.
Yes.
So we, of course, were delighted. So we decided to bring this back. And since we had a small break, we're rejuvenated, 20 years younger. Which, no, that's too much.
It's too much. We'll be children.
Yeah. Like 5 years younger.
Yes, definitely. We also got some lovely holidays. We were in Antwerp for the music bank.
Yay!
One of a lifetime experience, people. We loved it. We came out of it.
Brilliant.
It was amazing.
So fun.
Yes. If you have the chance to go to a music bank, do, because that it was such a great event. Amazing concert, lovely lineup, all was amazing.
The special stages as well, it was just delightful.
Whenever they started, they had like these cover sections of like old songs. And for those out there that are from older K-pop generations, I was living. I was like, give me my titi. And all of that, I was dancing. I was just hoping that that camera didn't catch me. I was just hoping that.
Yeah.
It didn't, so good. I was amazing living my best Twice moment.
Yeah, it's cute. We still have to see Twice live at one point.
Definitely, yes. Well, so. I think we can start with the month of April. April was very, very, very busy, but the music was just... amazing. It was
the quality was wild,
incredible. So I would say let's just dive right in. We have quite a few releases to go through, and yeah, shall we start?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, let's go into K-pop. So I want to start with TXT and their mini album Minisoul 3 Tomorrow.
Lovely.
We got to see them live also in Belgium. Amazing. But it was surreal because we've been following them since they debuted. We've been there since they're cats
since and they were little
era.
Cats and dogs.
Yes. And this album is such a masterpiece. TXT always delivers. We've been fans for ages now. But this album is just so, so good. Their music has really, really evolved. And I love to see that. This album goes into a mix of genres. See You There Tomorrow is like an EDM dance vibe. It kind of reminds a bit to UK EDM pop kind of mix.
Nice.
Amazing. Total bop. And the title track, Deja Vu, they go in with the emo rock vibes and the feels. And, you know, TXT, when they go emotional, they go deep. Amazing. This album also includes two subunit tracks. The first one with Afrobeats with the single The Killer, I Belong to You with the Hyunlang, Subin, and I believe it's Jeonjun. And also we have a rock-inspired single called Quarter Life with Bonggyu, Taehyun, and Hyunkai. This album is so, so good. I cannot stress enough. Love this album fully. From start to end, amazing listen. Let's talk now about Kiss of Life. And these girlies have been doing so, so well.
I'm so happy for them.
Yes, they've been doing great. I've been following Natty since like her JYP era. And oh my God, she's...
Since her teddy bear days.
Yes, yes. And before that, I think she was a trainee in JYP. She's been out there for a while. And I think they would Kiss of Life. Wow, they're just doing so well. And this single album, Midas Touch, it was just so, so good. It kind of reminded me a bit to 2000s pop R&B. you know, but with the Kiss of Life touch, which I totally loved. And sweet. I think that they're building such a solid, solid discography and so fast. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is happening?
For sure. Didn't they recently like sell out like a stadium or something in like a couple of minutes?
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't seen.
Yeah, I think I saw something like that pass, and it just, I can totally see it because they're so talented. Their music is fantastic, and it's just, I don't know. It filled like a gap in our musical side that we were missing.
Yes, yes, I do believe that they are bold and they're not afraid to show that. Hey, I can be any concept, but I want to go for the kind of tough, girly, self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And I love that they, most of them are also being trainees for a while, or they're also being in the industry as well. So it's just such a nice group to listen. And also the music videos are amazing. The production are incredible. Yeah,
production value. Hello.
Yes, definitely. So let's move on with another release. The next one is from Bangyadam. I've been also looking at him grow in the industry, love him. And he had a duo with Winter from aespa for the single Officially Cool.
I actually have not heard this one yet.
Well, it was a very unexpected duet, to be honest. I did not expect this collab. However, I was like, okay, their vocals are both fantastic. And they went with soft R&B. And honestly, the quality is insane. Love the concept. Very soft, very cute. Nice. 10 out of 10. Another one that has been, you know, then getting into my favorite solely is Imogen. So let's talk about him. I have become a fan of his music. So I got to know him through his show, Imogen Service. It's like a KBS show that they do in YouTube. And he's got such a very specific tone. And every time he does a duet with one of the guests, it's just such a pleasure to listen. He does like this specific low, very low. And also his voice is quite deep. Mm-hmm. So he's just fun. He's so good. I think that you would really, really enjoy his music.
I feel like his name sounds very familiar, but I just can't really place it right now. So I need to do some googly-do.
I think you know him 100%.
It sounds so familiar, but I think I know, like, his face, but I can't come up with any other singles right now.
Well, he released the single Propose, and it is so sweet. It's so pretty. The instrumentals are amazing, and I just love his singing. I just cannot explain it, but it's so good. And you know that it's tough sometimes to make some duets because of the tones. Maybe your voices don't go well, you know. But regardless of who he's paired with in the show, he does amazing.
Nice.
It's like I've seen him sing with so many artists.
Versatility.
It's crazy. Ooh. Also, he's really good. So one of my favorites for this month for sure. Next up is our guys from Boy Next Door and their new mini album How. So this is the third part of their first Love Story trilogy, and I'm currently obsessed with the singles in this mini. They have the title track Earth, Wind and Fire, and this one is just such a fun mix of like tunes, and they go crazy, and it's just such a high pop song from start to end. However, my favorite singles are Life is Cool, because it is cool, and Dear My Darling. These songs are completely opposites, but they're so, so good. The Dear My Darling single, it's so, like, it goes straight to the heart, and the passion and the emotion is just raw and real. Love it. It's just, it's very short as well. It's like, I think, not even 2 minutes, but it's so well done. That was like, wow. Imagine if it was 4, I would be crying. Now, next is one of my favorites. People out there listening, you know that I am an citizen to the core. And Do Young-E released the album Youth. So he decided to do his solo debut with a full-length album, because why not? And he poured his life and soul in this one. We know Doyeon, we know that he sings like an angel. And this release is focused on feelings and emotions. And Doyeon has this specific talent of showing the feelings of the song so in a, such a pure way when he sings.
He's a very good vocal storyteller.
Yes, it's his talent, and he's just amazing at it.
Mm.
And yeah, it's a beautiful listen for anyone that is really into R&B pop ballads and strong singing. Definitely a must listen. Next up is also one of my current obsessions, Sarah Bass One. They're my new obsession. I think that this group is so well formed and the members are perfectly put together. Honestly, they're really good together. And they released the pre-release single Sweat, such summer bop. It's just, it's been on repeat on my playlist. Mm-hmm. I love it and I'm really looking forward for their upcoming album. I want to know what the concept is, because they've done flowers, they have done like blue roses, they have done, well, they did even more flowers with the Japanese album. Then they went strong with Melting Point and then Winter Boys.
I know it. I know what the concept is going to be for the next one.
What?
Potpourri.
What?
Do you know what potpourri is?
No.
It's like those bowls with like dried flowers that you put in houses to make it smell nice.
Yes. Well, I saw a couple of pictures today and it looks like cowboys.
Oh, yes, you sent me that. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. They're going yeehaw for some reason. But I mean, they manage to surprise us all the time. So I'm looking forward to see. Okay. Looking forward. Next up is also not only my current obsession, but apparently a lot of fans' current obsession, Seiko's latest single, Spot, featuring Jennie from Blackpink. This song is such a hit. Honestly, it's so fun. It's just like, I feel like it's a bit of 90s hip hop mixed with like modern vibes. And honestly, the rapping styles really, really mix well. And also, Jennie is a strong vocalist as well. So, truly legendary duet.
Yeah.
Love it to bits.
I thought this was like a pre-release for her, like, upcoming album.
I think it's
Seiko's
pre-release.
Or did I? Okay.
Yeah, but he was like, I'm gonna do this right. And he did, indeed.
Yeah, the teasers were teasing.
Okay, moving on. We have New Jeans. So New Jeans released also a pre-release single, Bubblegum. New Jeans, honestly, they are so talented. It's crazy that anything that these girls release, it's a hit. This song is no exception. This release goes for city pop, but dreamy. And you just can't go wrong with that mix, you know? You cannot.
No, definitely
and
not.
Honestly, they are really good vocalists and singers and performers. And the full music video is so, so pretty. The creative direct, like the budget, the creativity, the direction, all of it is so, so pretty, so well done that fits them like a glove. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And next up is Rise. We also saw the music band, by the way. Their dance skills, amazing. They released a preview mini album. So this is a new concept in K-pop. I'm going to put it out there. They had a pre-release single, very common. But then after the pre-release single, they released a preview of the mini album, which are like five songs, which I was like, oh, well, okay. That's an interesting, four or five songs, I believe.
So how many songs is the actual release going to be?
I'm not sure.
Is it like a full-length album?
I'm not sure. I thought it was a mini album, but normally minis have top six songs. But I think they're already out, like four, I think there are already out. Maybe four or five, I'm not sure, honestly. But, and
interesting.
Regardless, Rising is the upcoming one, and this preview release is just amazing. I am obsessed with the current song that they're promoting, Impossible. It's such a fun single. Again, they went for more like a UK pop/EDM vibe. Perfect for the season, to be honest. you know, some
definitely perfect. Yeah,
and in this one they also finally officially released Siren, which was the debut single performance, kind of. The footwork, amazing. Yes, so the other song, I think it was actually two songs in this preview mini, they are very interesting. They're going for these nostalgic 90s kind of moments with the visuals. Yeah, with the nice. With the effects on the camera, but they still keep it quite modern, and it's also a lot more R&B pop driven. Love what they're doing. They're also really strong vocalists. It's amazing. So I'm looking forward to see the upcoming release. Last in K-pop for me is D.O., now known as Do Kyung Soo. So I didn't know.
Oh, he's not going by D.O. anymore?
No, this is news for me. When I was actually checking the single, I saw that he's not with the SM anymore for his singles releases.
Oh.
This is new information for me as well. So he released the single Popcorn, a pre-release for his upcoming mini album. Honestly, so adorable. This is a new Do Kyung Soo rebranding situation where he's going cute, he's going charming. I do love the full pop, soft pop concept. So yeah, it is amazing. I saw, I think today, pass a joke in TikTok saying that Dio prefers to sing about popcorn than sing an R&B song. And I was laughing so much. But nevertheless, honestly, it just fits his concept so well.
Also, it's just a single, so
yeah, let's see.
We might hear some R&B from him in the future.
Let's see. So what about you? What were your favorite releases?
All right, I have quite a few, so I'm just going to steamroll this. First, I wanted to talk about the mini album Manito by Cure. It's a debut girl group, and honestly, this was so much fun. I think all the members play instruments as well, and it's like a little band situation. Yes. And I'm always a fan of female bands, so yay feminism. And their title track, TBH, was a great way to open the album. It's fun, crazy, has this like anime rock vibe. Love their vocal strength as well. So they definitely have the power behind that. The bridge as well was equally fantastic. And I also really enjoyed the music video because that was cute. So cute. They were all like students at like this girl's school.
Oh, cute.
Adorable. I also wanted to recommend the track Manito, which has this like jazzy synth pop vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's a very dreamy instrumental. It's closing the mini album as well. And I really enjoyed how spacious the instrumentals felt. So that was a lovely way to close off the album.
Cure are such a strong rookie group. I think they debuted only this year, I believe. And I remember the first single they put out, it felt like J-pop rock. And then I was like, hold on a second, this is Korean. And it's just, they're so, so, so good. And the music is, it's so just so refreshing to see a female band with such a specific concept.
Exactly. I love it. Also, I'm really curious to see how they're going to grow in their, like, musicality, in their, like, little niche of the Korean industry sector. So we'll just have to follow them and see where they go.
Exactly.
Next up is another debut with the new boy group from Cube Entertainment, they're called Nowadays.
Okay.
They released the single album Nowadays with the title track Uwe. Super fun. Super fun. I enjoyed that one a lot. I also really enjoyed the single Ticket from that single album because, again, such a fun pop track, and I like how they're going for this vibe of not taking themselves too seriously, which creates this really like fun dynamic that, you know, sometimes you miss with debuts. So I'm really happy they put this in there to like show that it's still like, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. We're having fun. So really had a good time listening to the single album. Next up, my boys from ONF.
They're back.
They're all finally back. Okay, so they released the EP Beautiful Shadow. The title track, By My Monster, killed me, resurrected me, killed me again, and then resurrected me again.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. I've had it on loop for a couple of days. I added it to my like favorites. Amazing. Love it. Love it to bits. They sampled Symphony No. 2, the third section, Adagio, by Rachmaninoff. Mm-hmm. And it's so elegant, feels so ONF, like fresh, and like they give it a twist and a little tweak there. And I just love them. They're so good. I also wanted to share the single Slave to the Rhythm. Because hear me out. When I was writing this review and I saw that, I was like, okay, is this going to be a little bit Britney Spears inspired? But it wasn't. It would have been so sick if they did a callback to Britney Spears, I swear. But they added like really great synth bass. It had a really cool buildup as well. It's a really, really good track. And honestly, I'm just so happy that they're back, you know?
Yeah, it did feel quite short, you know? It's like there's a couple of idols that have gone to the service that it felt quite short. It's just my idea. Look at this time
flying. It's not true. It did feel quite short, but it was because I think they all
went together
and like at the same time. So there wasn't really that much of a wait, which was great. Also, they're just so wholesome and I love them. Fangirling aside, let's move to the girls from Lucemble, who released the mini album One of a Kind. Their title track, Girls Night, is a freaking bop. I loved it a lot. It's fun, poppy, but it also holds a deeper meaning. Oh. And I'm quoting the album description here. They want to break the mold and unfair social frameworks and define for themselves who they are, which I honestly wasn't expecting to hear in such a like fun poppy retro title track.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm here for it. There's nothing wrong with that.
100%, yeah.
So fun with a message. I love it. I also wanted to recommend the track Boomerang, because it starts off with this like insane beat with a crazy bass, and it creates this like very fun, crunchy track.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It sounds very fresh as well. And I enjoyed... Do you know how songs like play with like the panning with the left and the right headphone?
Yes.
They did this here and it's so much fun.
Yes.
And it's like tickling all the right spots in my brain.
100%. I love when that
happens. And then with the crunchy beat, I was like, I'm snacking right now. This is a snack for the brain. I loved it. Next up, I wanted to talk about the new girl group Unicode with their EP Hello World Code J. This is like a Japanese K-pop group. A little bit like XG. Their title track, Let Me Love, has a very retro vibe, adorable, with a dash of like city pop. Their vocals are lovely as well, and it's just overall very adorable to listen to, and a very solid debut as well.
Oh, nice.
And then I also wanted to recommend Drizzle from that EP because it like slows things down a little bit, but it's giving me first gen vibes.
Oh, really?
You know, like SES. And it's lovely. I really enjoyed it, and the instrumental sections, they just enhanced the whole track, and it was a really fun listening experience to go through the entire EP. So, yay! Next up, our girl Yugi. She released her first solo EP. yes. with the title track Freak. I'm obsessed with the title track.
It's so good, yes.
It's so, the music video as well is so quirky and kind of crazy. And it's a fun pop rock single with a bit of a, like a bossa nova rhythm.
Oh.
It's also fully in English, which I was not expecting. Includes a rap break. It's honestly just a really good time. So listen to it.
I love the concept. She's going for like a... this very kind of, it reminded me a bit to Avril Lavigne Skater Boy era, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But with the cuteness that is a characteristic of Yuji, you know, it's like very specific to her.
Yeah.
Feel that I'm not taking it too serious, but I'm having fun kind of vibe.
Exactly. I also wanted to recommend Red Rover from that mini album because it has like a disco vibe.
Oh,
which,
nice.
We love a good disco moment when we're not being bombarded by disco. It has a really great bass, and it's just a really vibey track. But it's a shame it's so short. Literally hating this trend of like 2 minute singles.
Yes.
It's like, that's an appetizer. Where's the full meal? But you know. As our trends, we're just suffering through. The last one I wanted to share for the pop category is 17 with their... That's a full meal album. It's 33 songs long.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's insane! But it's like...
33
I know, there's
songs?
Like four new songs and then all the rest are like their biggest hits. It's like a compilation album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, Woozy must be busy.
I would not have survived. they have like one joint title track, which is Maestro.
Yeah.
And then the three units had their own song. The title track is so good. It's insane. There's like this like piano opening. And you think like, okay, this is, we're going like a fun pop moment. But then... Yeah. They switch to like a full groove with like bass to then switch into techno.
Oh, I did see the break, the dance break.
And I was like, excuse you, why does this work?
K-pop to
it's
the core.
Honestly,
it's
brilliant. I loved it. And also, apparently, in Maestro, they sampled 7 of their previous title tracks. So I'm waiting for like a super talented carrot to pick them all apart so I can be like, oh yes, this totally makes sense. But I'm not smart enough to do that, so.
Yeah, that will take a bit of dedication, all right.
Dedication, skills, which I don't have, so, you know.
You need to have the musicality, like the everything
there.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyways, but it's just... I listened to the full album because...
Oh, wow, okay.
I mean, 17 has had my heart since the beginning. They're very cute.
Yes. I know.
Cute. But honestly, it was such a fun throwback. And they've had such a massive, great discography. And it's just been such a fun joy to... go along this ride with them. So I just need to see them live and life complete, I guess.
Looking for that European tour 17.
Yeah. Well, they are going to be in Berlin in Lollapalooza, I think.
Yes. I was wondering if I should get tickets just to see them.
Yeah, but I want a full proper stage, so.
Exactly. Normally in the festivals, they get about like maybe half an hour, but 17 has such a solid discography that won't be enough.
No.
You know what I mean?
So, I'm waiting for a full tour. Anyways, that was it for pop. It took a while.
Was it right? Yes. Let's move on to hip hop and R&B. This month, I kept it short because there was a lot of single releases,
okay.
I suppose. And then, yes, however, I picked a couple that really, really hit hard. Let's start with Sokodomo, Sweetheart.
What a sweetheart.
Masterpiece of a listen. Not quite sweet, but well. Totally masterpiece of a listen. It includes like solid features, including Zion T, Soyoung, Suming, and more. It's such a solid album. It's hard to explain. You just need to experience it.
Okay.
If you're in, yes, Sokodomo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so the flow in this album, it's very experimental, but and each song is very unique in sound, in style, but somehow it works so well that they complement each other in a very specific way. My favorite song is I Love You featuring Suming, because it's Suming meets Sokodomo, it's alternative music, and the mixing is just incredible.
Nice.
Okay, loved it. Next up, I want to talk about... Yes, he released the single Moonlight Shade. So he did a bit of like changing his name. Now it's, the A is a 4, so
he's rocking that SEO.
Yes, but this song is quite smooth. It's like his signature style, but just in an elevated way, very smooth R&B, a bit elegant.
Nice.
Love that song. Yes. Last for this month, I want to talk about QM. So QM has been out there for quite a while, okay? But this last album and another masterpiece of a listen, I think I share a couple of songs with you on this one. The features were super surprising. And this album is such a trippy listen, to be honest. I want to share two singles in particular. The first one is Got Yourself a Gun featuring Zico. It just goes off. Like, Zico goes full rapper mode.
Ooh, that's been a while.
It's insane. It's sharp. It's fast. It's so cool.
Sweet.
Loved it. Next up is Pupa featuring...
We love Cacophony.
And the thing... Yes, we know that Cacophony, she's very experimental
for sure,
as an artist. Very experimental. And even though this is more like a hip-hop album, she goes full-on Cacophony mode with the storytelling, almost magical. It's a very short single, but it's so beautiful, immersive. And it's just, you have like a moment listening to the full thing. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. This album is truly legendary, and if you want just to experience incredible music, you know, like, your brain, like, it's a set.
Are you bullying me?
So if you want that, this one, it's a must listen. He's well known in the hip hop scene, obviously. Not quite well known like worldwide, but he's so so good anyways. So that's for me for hip-hop and
Let me talk about my indie children. This was a hard month to choose because my indie girls have been popping off. So PETA released the album To My Dear Neighbors. I love this. Love, love, love. It's a bit of like indie folk meets R&B, which is... it's
interesting.
Amazing. Her title track, Your Breath Has a Story. Beautiful, ambient, great piano, bit of an orchestral vibe, which really adds to like that emotional depth. And PETA's vocals as well are always lovely. And I just would really recommend just listening to the full album front to back and just sitting with that energy for a bit because, it's so pretty. Literally, it's so pretty and an amazing listen. So definitely go do that if you don't have plans. Then I also wanted to recommend Oh Juha with the single Spring Taryong. Okay, this is awesome. So it's like electronica meets gugak, like traditional singing. It's so dope and well done. And it doesn't feel like you're listening to a very traditional song because you have that like electronica. Yes. They add a bit of like reverb to the vocals. They add this like echoey effect, and it creates this like very unique ambience listening experience. So definitely go check that out because it's really well done, and it was quite a surprise because I hadn't heard of that artist before. It's a, new find. Exactly.
Amazing.
Next up, I wanted to recommend Sansa's new album or EP, Dear Fear. And hear me out, okay. So this album is based, like tells the full story of a person writing to fear because fear left the country, fled to an island. And she's asking fear to come back because we need fear to have courage. As in, we need to have our own fear to be courageous, but also fear needs to have courage to come back. And I thought that was such a cool concept. Right?
God. It is.
Amazing.
It is.
So the title track is Horizon, which has a xylophone opening, which... honestly, I love. And I also recommend the opening track, Masan, I don't know how to pronounce it, because it's like this stunning, haunting moment, which really sets up the full story of, you know, the journey. And it's just, honestly, it's such a cool album. And like the concept had me just like, think about like all the possibilities, and it's just such a great concept. It's brilliant. And the last album I wanted to share with you guys is Kim Na-eun with the EP The Collapse of Civilization. Honestly, the girlies went wild with their storytelling. This is practically an entire instrumental album. Kim Na-eun is a guitarist, also a singer-songwriter, but she really went in with the guitars here. The title track is Monster's Footprints. Beautiful. Great. I also want to recommend I Picked Up a Shooting Star and Goodbye Earth, because the last one has this like echoey effect again. I'm really into echoes this month, if I see this now.
Yes.
Guess I just like being haunted. What can I say? anyways, so it's really the perfect album to like put in the background while you're like reading a book and you want to like be able to visualize your story better. And it's honestly, it's really, really, really well done. And you would think like an instrumental album can be like maybe a bit boring to listen to, but it doesn't get boring at all. And each song has their own identity and vibe, and it's really like excellent work. Yeah.
Amazing.
Exactly. We love that talents. It's amazing.
Yes. So I think that wraps up this not so short episode of
Apologies.
Yes, but yes, people, we are back with full force and a lot of energy. So we will see you. Yes, we will listen to us next month with another episode of Monthly Favorites. And just stay tuned for surprises and new things happening and more articles. And all the same, but now with more energy. This was Discovery with a K.
Bye.